This is WKSU News. I'm Sarah Taylor. Organizers of a town hall meeting tonight in Stark County are hoping to deepen community dialogue about policing and race relations. Rabbi Emeritus John Spitzer from Temple Israel Canton and Ron Ponder, former president of the NAACP in Stark County, have led the organizing of the meeting and another one on Thursday at Faith Family Church in Canton. Ponder is moderating the town halls. He said he believes there's something to learn from what's been happening in Canton.
I'm going to let the mayor and the folks from City Hall present their case, and then I'm going to open it up to the community who wants to ask questions based on that presentation. It's my personal opinion in working with the city of Canton over the last 15, 20 years that I think the city of Canton and other departments in Stark County can actually be examples for the rest of the country. Now, they're not perfect, but they do have a lot of things in place that I think other communities can look for or look to augment what they're doing right now with their safety forces.
Can you talk about a couple of those things?
One is psychological evaluations during the hiring process. When I was deputy mayor, through former mayor Sam Persis, we instituted that. I think that's one of the reasons why most of the officers that I'm aware of in the Canton Police Department are so much more, shall I say, qualified, and that's in quotations, than previous applicants.
These events are being organized by the Stark County Collaborative on Race Relations. John, can you talk a little bit about the history of that group?
Well, the actual group, the collaborative, is very, very new. It really only came into existence after the murder of George Floyd, when our community needed to make a concerted effort to deepen the conversation. The working together on issues of race relations between Ron Ponder and myself and our community goes back 25 years and more, when we started with this, the Stark County Town Hall on Race Relations. That morphed into Coming Together Stark County, which is a diversity organization.
John, you mentioned that this group, there are elements of it that date back two decades. Do you look at the situation right now and think, my gosh, we've not come as far as I thought we should have?
Well, certainly that's the case. Over the years, as anybody who's involved in organizational work will know, that there's often sometimes some political issues and leadership issues and so on and so forth, so that there's a kind of competition. But what's unique about this particular time, I think, is that we've begun to form some new associations because the problem is bigger than any individual organization. So we're having conversations with people who were not at the table before or were not at the table with us before. And I think those conversations are very positive.
Personally, for you, Ron, I just wonder, because you're a Black man and there has been an enlightenment, maybe a little bit, because of what happened to George Floyd. And now people are thinking about all the other people who have been adversely impacted. One of the things you said is just you want to foster open and honest conversations. Sometimes these can be uncomfortable. How do you approach that? And what awareness do you hope to raise in people?
Well, you're right about the conversations being uncomfortable, but I don't really care about that. I care about the facts. I care about people understanding reality about what's going on. And when I first saw the news reports of Mr. Floyd, I got mad. It really irritated me because I'm tired of talking about racial issues. I'm tired of it. I've been doing it, and society's been doing it here in the United States for the last 400 years. So I was hopeful, am hopeful, that this might be the turning point for people to really start understanding that systemic racism is a deadly issue, and we have to solve that problem, and we have to talk about it, bring it out front, and call it for what it is. And I'm hoping that after these two town halls, we can begin to do that even more so.
The Stark County Collaborative on Race Relations is hosting the two sessions. I'm Sarah Taylor, 89.7 WKSU.